You know, I was thinking that song you guys were singing, Raise a Hallelujah. Jonathan and Melissa Helser. Any of you guys know the story behind that song? Crazy miracle. Well, just I'm going to do a, this has nothing to do with what I'm going to preach about. And in a minute, I'm going to get Grace up. But this is what I'm asking myself. And so I'm asking you guys, since I got the microphone this morning, I get to spread my nonsense to the rest of the room. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Raise a hallelujah in the presence of our enemies. You know, we had a tremendous opportunity to do that in 2020. Mm-hmm. Or we could just complain. Mm-hmm. We could raise a complaint.
Wow.
That's a rebuke, isn't it? I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Are we singing in the middle of the storm? Are we crying in the middle of the storm? I was just thinking about that. Are we raising a hallelujah? Are we raising an argument? I know it's easy to get on Facebook and just argue with everybody that's wrong, thinking that's warfare. That's not warfare.
No.
Warfare is raising a hallelujah in the presence of our enemy.
Amen.
And people are like, what is that? But the enemy's like, ah, no, I wanted you to argue with me. Because I could argue back through that guy with no end. So here's something cool. Jonathan and Melissa Helser donated a song. They wrote a song for us, and they put it on the CD. So did John Mark McMillan. So did Leonard Jones. So did Molly Williams, Susie Yari, Rita Springer. You guys know those names? These are solid folks. So they all put this benefit CD together for us. I'll just be real upfront. It costs us about $1 to make these. We sell them for $10. And all the money goes to Africa. I wrote a book about money. I probably had that here last time. And this is a new cover. There's two books back there, different covers. It's the same book. But we take all the money from this book, and we use it to print books in Kenya. And then we sell them for like such a low amount, everybody can afford it. Because if you give them away, you know how that is. Everybody takes one, even who people who don't like to read. And then when COVID hit and people are like, what is God saying? What is happening? And I read all this stuff and I'm like, God's not saying that. That's just, so I put my money where my mouth is and I wrote a little 35 page. And we sell this for $2. We use the proceeds in the same way. Grace, come on up here. She's got something really good to share.
So I changed it up. I'm not going to share what I said I was going to share. I mean, I could stand up here and tell you about all the things that we do with our water projects and how God has moved and enabled us to just touch a lot of people with that. I'll let him talk a little bit more about that. Instead, I'd like to talk to you about a phrase that I like to use when I'm in Kenya. And it's a phrase that I've translated. I think I have it in, I don't know, I have it in five or six languages here. It's Sidayoleng, Tublitu, Okorebuya, Tichmaber, Kazinzuri, Eremaroimiya, Nimwega. And the phrase, when translated into English, means good job. And I've learned it in different languages because in Kenya, the people groups separate themselves a little bit by their language. There are 52 tribal groups in Kenya. And although they all speak a common language of Swahili and or English, they don't always speak that really well, but they speak their mother tongue well.
Right.
And when you can use someone's mother tongue to tell them good job for something they've done for you, it means something special to them. So I've learned it in many different languages, and I like to be able to tell people, good job. And I was thinking about that on the way up here. I was thinking how when I come here, I feel like I know the language. This church in particular, of all the churches that we visit, every time I come, I feel the presence of the Lord. I know the language that you guys speak here, and I want to tell you, good job. Right? I mean, It really is special. at the same time, when we're over there, I want to encourage the people over there. And I want someday when we get to heaven, I want God to look at us and say, good job. You know, there's a lot of different people we've met. There's people that we've met that are giving their lives away, that have lived in Kenya since they were very young and now they're very old. And they've done years and years of work in all different types of situations. And I'm like, I can't wait till you guys get to heaven, because God's going to go, wow, good job. Amen. You know, we talk to our men. We have 23 Kenyan and Tanzanian employees. And when we ask them, how do you feel about your work? They all get this look on their face. They're like, we're doing a good thing. They know that what they're doing, providing water and giving, having an opportunity to share the gospel, because when people say, why are you doing this? You're doing this for free. Why are you doing this? And they say, we're doing it because you prayed and asked God for water, and that's why we're here. So I love that our guys feel like they're doing a good job. You know, anyways, there's another guy that I feel like is doing a good job, and that's my husband. You know, if you ever want to really get to know someone well, you just sell your house, give away all your stuff, and move to a foreign country with them. Wow. Right? Then you'll really get to know them well. And it's been quite an adventure. We've been 7 years now on the field together. And when I say together, I mean we have one car. So anytime we go anywhere, we go together. You know? When we, the only time I drive my car by myself is when I go right around the corner to go work out with a girlfriend, you know, but it's been an adventure of learning each other even better than we used to know each other. And I have to say, I know that when God looks at this guy, when he gets to heaven, he's going to say, good job.
I was in Tanzania sitting on my balcony, and I looked over the balcony and caught eyes with a young man who ran up to me and said, give me water. One of the crisis situations in the world is the waterborne disease crisis. There are just under 700 million people on the planet that lack access to safe, clean drinking water. Right now, there are about 2,000 children a day under the age of 5 that die due to waterborne diseases. That's the equivalent of about 75 school buses full of kindergartners that perish every single day. What we do at Hydrating Humanity is provide access to safe, clean drinking water. We provide hygiene education. We have indigenous people on the ground who are doing this work, who are helping change the lives of hundreds of thousands of people every day. We get to play a part. We get to have a role in changing this right now, helping villages have safe, clean drinking water for the first time in their history. Thousands of, tens of thousands of years, never had clean drinking water. We can provide that for them right now.
I invite you to be a part of this with us by joining One Tribe. One Tribe is a community of generous people that give every month, month in and month out. 100% of your gifts fund clean water projects in Africa and are tax deductible. You can make a difference. Join One Tribe today.
I am so grateful. We have donors who donate for admin because nobody wants to fund admin. I don't blame you. I don't want to fund admin. I want my money to go straight to where it needs to go, right? That's the way I feel when I give to something. I wouldn't want to give to this lady's roof if some of it was going to go, you know, to something else. I don't want to fill in the blank, but you know, you want it to go to the thing that's pulling on your heart. And so we've got some folks that give and say, use this money for admin. So the One Tribe money, anybody that sends anything in for One Tribe, our promise is all of that's going to Africa. And we kind of quantified something. Somebody was asking us one time, how much does it cost to provide water for one person? So I did about a 13-year average, and it was like $23 and change. It may be as high as 25 now, so I rounded it up to 25. So for 25 bucks, that's that little card I handed you, for $25 one time, you can provide safe, clean drinking water for one person for the rest of their life. It's a permanent water solution. That's powerful. That's changing somebody's life. And so, you know, if you did 25 a month as a One Tribe subscription on your credit card, which probably, maybe everybody in this room could afford to do, especially if you're on unemployment, right? Getting that extra kicker every month. but no kidding, if I leave you with something, a thought today, I just want you to remember, for 25 bucks, you can provide safe, clean drinking water for one person permanently for the rest of their life without ever leaving, you know, your house or your home, or just whip out your credit card. In fact, here's what I'm going to do. This is Kenya coffee. It's beans, so it's still fresh. You can grind it. The first person that goes back to the table, Grace has got the laptop. First person to sign up for One Tribe is going to get this coffee. You know, I think of David when I was preparing this message. I was remembering David in Bethlehem, and he said, oh, I long for a drink from the well near the gate in Bethlehem. Remember that? And some of his mighty men were just waiting to hear him say anything, whatever he wants. You ever feel like that towards the Lord? So they ran and they risked life and limb to bring him water, and was so precious to him, there's no way he was going to drink it. He poured it out before the Lord as a drink offering and a memorial for heaven. I think when we do something like that and we don't spend something on ourselves and we give it to the Lord, it becomes a permanent memorial in heaven. It's not over. Jesus said, even a cup of water is going to be secured. The reward's not going to be lost. Even that cup of water in my name, for my sake, you're going to see that in heaven. Something's going to happen. There's going to be an award ceremony that, wow, you talk about the Academy Awards. Imagine that times a million, because our God is generous. We have a generous king, and he's ultra wealthy, and all he wants to do is share that wealth with us. But he wants us to earn it. We don't earn salvation, but we earn eternal rewards. Can you guys see that in Scripture? It's there. It says, as each, the sun, moon, and the stars, it's each differs in its glory, so it is with the reward of us in eternity. Our rewards are according to what we accomplish for him. And he wants us to go for it. That's why he tells us things like that. There's one teaching that's in all four Gospels. Only one. It's amazing. Only one teaching from Jesus in all four Gospels, and it's this one. If you hold on to your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you will find it. And a lot of people lose their life, but it's not for the Lord's sake. Either it's greed, they get carried away with lust, alcohol, drugs, a desire to be famous, all the wrong things, bigger barns and bigger vats. We think, oh, that's the Lord's blessing, but that's the Lord said, this day your soul will be required of you, and he called that man a fool. I think he's the only one Jesus ever said, you're a fool. So there's that. There's that. So I think the Lord sometimes longs for the hearts and souls of people that don't know him. That's his inheritance. And that's what we're trying to do. And so we bring in water to get people's attention. They need it. Jesus fed people. Think of this, because once in a while I'll question, what am I doing with the water? Why am I not doing crusades? Why am I not preaching and healing this and all that? And I just start feeling like, man, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing, and the focus and the enemy got me in the natural. And the Lord's like, really? Remember, I fed thousands of people that would be hungry 4 or 5 hours later. You talk about temporary natural. But that's what he did. He said, I want this natural act to be associated with my message. So that's, think of this, everybody he healed eventually still died. Right. Even people he raised from the dead, as far as we know, they still died. So maybe he didn't really resurrect them. Maybe he just resuscitated them. Because it's appointed under every man to die once. So I don't know how that works. Sometimes I think about that kind of stuff. But maybe God is up there saying, I wish somebody would get me this drink I long for, the one I want. You know, I started praying this prayer a few years ago, and I just want to encourage you guys to pray it yourself, but think about it before you pray it, because it's a big one. Lord, what is it that you want that no one will do? Is there something in this community, wow, right here, Martinsville, Lilo? But what if the Lord wants some things here that yet no one's been willing to do because it's hard? It'd be like losing. If we do that, no telling them what will happen. I might lose my ministry. I might lose my house. I might lose my nest egg. I might lose my plan. I'm on a roll here. Wow. My barn's almost full. But I know what you're going to do if your barn gets full. Do you know what you're going to do? Probably going to tear it down and build a bigger one. Because that's the way it works. If I could just get a couch, now you get a used couch. If I could just get a new couch, you get a new couch. If I could just get that leather one at Costco or whatever, however that works. You guys know how it goes. And I'm not against having nice things. I like nice things. But sometimes it gets in the way. And, you know, we're in this area of Kenya, and it's difficult. No one else is working like we are in this area. That's why we can't seem to leave, and we're staying. And it's called the Granite Zone because the rock formations are all granite, like many parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. So you have to have a big hammer drill of a drill rig to do anything. And we got one of those, and it's paid for. And man, when have you guys ever seen a drill rig rolling around? They're massive. Everybody knows, and if you don't know what it is, you've probably seen one. You should know what it was. But once you figure out how to identify them, you hear them coming. They're about as tall and noisy as a concrete truck, but three times as long. And boy, when our drill rig rolls into town, one of those little villages, you'd think the president came. It is so exciting. And our guys take such good care of it. That drill rig would probably be drilling wells until Jesus returns. And I'm so thankful for that. And every school, we almost only drill at schools because the schools are already dispersed evenly within walking distance of every home. There's a school. So if we do that, the water's within walking distance, convenient walking distance of every home. Okay. That's a lot better than trying to go from home to home. So that's our strategy. And when we get to these schools and we teach hygiene, no school gets served, and we're not finished with any school until we show them the Jesus film. 2-hour film. Bill Bright made it. We have it in about 12 local languages, some of those Grace spoke, that are spoken only in Kenya. So there's nothing like hearing the gospel in your own mother tongue. I was saved when I was 5 years old, and it stuck. Man, it's when you get saved when you're a kid, it's powerful. You can't get away from it. You might can get away from it for a little while, but something about it, it's like a hook in you, isn't it? And so we do that. And let me tell you, with all the water, that's what gets people excited, okay? And it gets me excited too. And Jesus feeding hungry people got them excited. Amen. Wow, you're like Moses. And he's like, actually, I'm what Moses was getting. I am the bread of heaven. I'm not like Moses. But the water gets people excited. There's nothing wrong with that. But probably at the end of the day, when we get to heaven, the most powerful, fruitful thing we're doing is the Jesus film.
Amen.
More than likely. And we show that at every single place. And many schools have had it 2 or 3 times. And, after 2 or 3 years, we'll go back. It's a whole new group. And we'll keep doing that. That's good stuff.